Welcome to the Joycast, episode 21. Look at how far you've come. The Joycast is my life coaching podcast exploring the possibilities of living a more joy-filled life. I am your host, certified professional life coach and public speaker, Gia Guidry. Hello, my friends. Welcome. Today is episode 21, and I'm very excited to share a little update with you on how my gap year is going. So I'm about 2 weeks in now, and I started out my journey on Friday, September 15th, and I drove up to Denton, and I got to see Sky for a short little time, little lunch visit, and then I drove on to Palo Duro Canyon, which is maybe one of my favorite places in Texas. I love Palo Duro Canyon. I also love Enchanted Rock. I love these beautiful natural places that we have that you can hike and, you know, be outside and be in the quiet. And I will say that that was my favorite part of my Palo Duro Canyon hike was the quiet. Truly, it was silent out there. And I thought that was wild, like no birds chirping, no insects chirping, just complete silence. I kept standing in wonder of that silence and really, really enjoyed falling deeply into it. I wandered through the canyon. There were other people on the trail. A lot of my friends have reached out and they're like, "Are you by yourself? What are you doing?" And sometimes, yes, I am by myself. But if you're on a hiking trail, there's always other hikers. So I would run into other people now and then and, you know, say hi. And you kind of know if something terrible happened, like if you fell or broke something, someone will walk by soon enough. So, but I feel pretty steady on my feet and really love the hike. And I saw some cool animals and insects and stuff like that. You can see my videos. I'm posting a daily video on Instagram, and it also automatically posts to Facebook. But if you're following me on Gap Year Mom on Instagram, you'll find my videos of my different hikes or the different ways that I've spent a day. The second day of driving was from Amarillo to Denver. And the remarkable thing about being in Denver was just the change in the air. It became just so crisp and cool. The grass is cool. I love walking on soft, cool grass up in the north. It's a lot different than the grass in the south. I love the softness and the coolness and the greenness of Colorado grass. I love that there's little streams and rivers running everywhere, and the light sparkling off the rivers. It's beautiful. After a few days with my oldest son, Alex, in Denver, I moved on to Crested Butte, and I had an awesome time with some friends. I have some friends that have a vacation home there, and they tend to spend the whole month of September there, and they so graciously invited me to stay. The accommodations were amazing, truly so comfortable, so warm and welcoming. We had delicious food. We shared some really fantastic hikes with beautiful views, and my legs were really sore after the second hike. There was a ton of steps, like stair steps, on that hike, and we went down, down, down into a deep canyon. And then back up on the way out. And so on that third day of potential hiking, I was really tired. I was kind of conflicted about whether or not to join them for the last hike of my time in Crested Butte, but I just felt so tired. I decided I'm going to pass this time. I'm going to take a day of rest. And I was actually so glad that I made that decision. They told me after they came back from the hike that it was extremely windy and cold and that I made the right choice. But I'm glad I listened to that because it is kind of one of the hardest things to do for me to pass up a chance to hang out with friends or to miss out on an experience. I love experiencing life. And, you know, it's that whole introvert extrovert thing. Like, introverts tend to be drained by a social experience and they need to then recover in quiet. And extroverts tend to get their fuel by having a social experience. They fill their cup in that way. And I don't know. I know I'm an extrovert for sure, so I never want to miss out. But staying home and having a rest day turned out to be the perfect choice for me. And I took a nap. I read a book. It was amazing. Alex was actually in Crested Butte that day playing frisbee golf with one of his friends at one of the best courses in the country. They have these gorgeous views from up on the mountain. And after they were finished, I got to share some time with him and we had coffee out on the balcony, and that really filled my heart. So once again, you can see more of the travel fun that I'm having on the Instagram handle gap_year_mom. So as I'm driving between these places, you know, I left Crested Butte and I headed down to Santa Fe this past Sunday. And as I was driving, you know, sometimes I'm just driving along in silence, no music, no podcast, and I'm just noticing the beautiful views. And what's happening almost every time is a lot of emotions are coming up. And what is it about driving alone that makes this happen? I guess my mind just gets reflective. And when my mind starts to wander into the past, there tends to be a lot of sadness that comes up. There's plenty of joy in my past too, of course, but I think very often the joyful memories are with people that are no longer a part of my life. And then I start thinking all sorts of sad thoughts like, you know, no one should ever leave our lives and we should always be connected with our loved ones. It shouldn't be this way, or I should have what she's having, or they should have made a different choice, or I'm a victim, you know, yada, 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 the stream of gloom and doom thoughts that can come upon us when we're in the silence. And, you know, when it gets like this for me, I have a couple of options. I can let those thoughts gain momentum, and I will definitely spiral into the pit of despair. Or, and the other option is, I can just feel the feelings that are rising up as these thoughts are occurring to me. And as I'm feeling sadness, I really feel it. I feel the pain in my chest. I acknowledge the lump in my throat. I notice the stinging in my eyes. I let the tears fall if they want to. And I think to myself, of course you're going to feel this way if you're thinking about those things. And you get to think about it and dwell on it as long as you like. That's real. That's normal. It's okay. It's not scary to feel feelings. But if I want to feel something different, I'm going to have to think something different. You know, I'm on this amazing journey. I get to see and experience the season of fall and see the leaves changing color in a magnificent display. There's so much generosity and abundance coming to me right now. I'm actually very grateful for how life is going. Now, do I feel better instantly from thinking these better thoughts? No. One of my sweet friends from Lafayette called me to say hello as I was traveling, and we had a nice long talk as I continued to drive through the mountains. And eventually she asked me, "How have your emotions been?" And that was such a sweet and wonderful question, such a lovely question to ask a friend. So I told her how I've been feeling, and I cry a little bit more, and she listens, and she understands, and then she reminds me of who I really am. You know, she says some very kind and encouraging things, and by the end of our conversation, I really do feel so much better. And I will always believe, no matter what research comes out, I will always believe, just from my personal experience, that human connection is the most powerful medicine that's available to us. And I don't want to burden anyone. I never do. But there's nothing like sharing a burden with a friend to feel the weight of it lighten or even dissipate completely. On my daily video shares on Instagram, I decided to list what I'm grateful for each day rather than listing out kind of where I've been or what I've eaten or who I saw. You know, a gratitude journal has been a big part of my life for so many years. It was in my 20s when I first learned about it from Oprah. And it does keep my attention focused on what's good in life. It's just automatic for me now to notice every little thing that I'm grateful for all the time. You know what's one of the things I'm most grateful for on a regular basis is light. I notice light on things everywhere. I notice how light travels through the curtains. I notice how light glistens in people's eyes or in water, you know, or off of metal shiny things. I notice the light on things everywhere. I love noticing light on people's hair. It's one of my favorite things to capture in photographs. But anyway, simple things I will notice now that I'm grateful for. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, doing a morning rampage of appreciation or an evening gratitude journal. It's just a simple practice of writing down whatever you're grateful for in a bullet list. So I'm kind of using my videos as my gratitude journal. But just because I'm grateful, it doesn't mean that everything is perfect and I don't feel the full spectrum of human emotions. I think being on a journey like this might actually increase the frequency of my negative emotions. But I'm really okay with that. I know if it's coming up, then it wants to be felt. And I'm 100% capable of feeling it. I can handle any emotion. And you can too. We are made to feel. We are bodies with nervous systems that feel in big ways. And, you know, a feeling, it's just a vibration in the body. It's just a thing that's moving through you. And it might feel really crappy, but you can handle it. And it only takes about 90 seconds for the worst of it to pass. And if you can make yourself a channel for the feeling to move through, it's just about 90 seconds before it passes. And then your mind can move on to thinking other thoughts. Someone sent me a beautiful post from Instagram, and it goes like this: life is amazing, and then it's awful. And in between the amazing and the awful, it's ordinary and mundane and routine. Breathe in the amazing, hold on through the awful, and relax and exhale during the ordinary. That's just living. Heartbreaking, soul healing, amazing, awful, ordinary life. And it is heartbreakingly beautiful. So yesterday was a work day for me. I'm doing my coaching on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I work on some content building, posting, etc., all the things I need to do to run my coaching business. So I didn't make a video yesterday. I just went for a long walk for my exercise, and I'm really proud of myself that on this trip I've been getting at least 10,000 steps a day, with the exception of that rest day I took in Crested Butte. So, you know, exercise by walking in beautiful places and getting 10,000 steps a day, that's easy when you're in a place like I am, you know, especially in the mountains where there's elevation and hills and you're, you know, you're at elevation. I'm at 7,000 something feet right now. And so it really gives my heart a workout. It gives my lungs a workout. And it's truly the way that I'd love to exercise, getting, you know, a challenge to my legs, to my hips, to my whole body, honestly. And I feel really, really good afterwards. So anyway, As I was walking yesterday, I was listening to the We Can Do Hard Things podcast. It's my absolute favorite podcast. And if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend. And guess who was the guest? Oprah. I mean, come on. Anything with Oprah, I'm definitely going to be listening. So she started talking about hiking, and that's her favorite way to exercise. And she started to explain how she measures success and how she keeps herself going by, and I'm quoting her here, she says she constantly turns around and looks at how far I've come. That's how I get myself to the top. Not by focusing on the top, but by looking at how far I've come. And I say, whoa, you didn't think you could get to that point. And look at how far you've come. The first time you tried this, it took you an hour and 38 minutes. And now you got here in 40 minutes. So I look back at how far I've come and I think, wow, I've already been farther than I thought I could make it today. And now I think I can even go a little farther. And the way to do it is I don't focus on where I've got to go. I don't focus on what I'm trying to get to. I just focus on the next step and the next step and the next step. And I let that become the rhythm of my entire body. What is the next step? What is the next step I have to take? And that becomes a metaphor for living. Now, I just love this. I love this. I bookmarked it. I saved it. It's such a great reframe. And for those of you who took my procrastination solution workshop, you remember how important it is to stay focused on this one step. This step that you're taking now is the only thing you need to focus on. This is the present moment that you're in, and this is where all of your creative power lies, right? So every now and then, just look at how far you've come. Look at what you know now after this part of your journey. And when I say no, I mean look at what has become integrated into you as knowledge. What do you know now? Look at how much you've learned. Look at how comfortable you are in your own skin. Look at what you can do now that you haven't been able to do before. Look at how brave you've been. Whatever brave looks like for you. Look at all the relationships and the friendships that you've built. This year for Valentine's Day, I wanted to celebrate with some other single women. I know Valentine's Day is often thought of as sort of a cliche holiday, but I gotta tell you, I love it. It's a lighthearted holiday. It's all about love and candy and flowers. And these are a few of my favorite things. So I floated out an invitation to a few of my single lady neighbors, and I told them that they could invite their single lady friends, and we had a group of six women, and we sipped some bubbly drinks and shared a meal, and everybody brought two bouquets of flowers, which we broke apart, and then we crafted our own bouquets to take home. Today, this little group of friends texts regularly. Who wants to join me for a walk tonight? Who wants to meet up for Taco Tuesday? Who wants to come over to my place for dinner tomorrow? I just love this little group of women. And I'm so proud of myself for being brave and asking them if they would like to all come together. It's kind of a scary thing to do, but look at how far I've come. Look at what we've created now. So for you, look at the routines that you've created that serve you. Look at the connections that you've built with your friends or with family. Look at all the money you've saved. Look at all the books you've read. Look at the playlists you've created on Spotify. Look at how well hydrated you are now. Look at how strong you are. Look at how far you can bike or walk or run. Look at how honest you've become. Look at how vulnerable you can be. Look at how open your mind is. Look at what a great friend you are. Look at how thoughtful you are. Look at how easy it is now for you to encourage yourself. Look at how far you've come. And now look ahead, further up the path to where you're going. You get to decide that. There's nothing random about your direction. You get to decide where you're going. You get to decide which path you're going to take. This is your one wild and precious life. You can do anything you want. And it doesn't have to be a grand adventure. You might have your sights set on enjoying the life you're living right now. Maybe you're very discontent in your life, and all you really want is to find your way back to contentment and satisfaction and peace. This is a wonderful goal. That's a great compass as you continue down your path. You know, everybody has their struggles. Whatever you're struggling with right now, I just want to encourage you to have a good look at how far you've come. You don't get to the top of a mountain by standing at the bottom and just willing yourself to magically be delivered to the summit. No, you've got to start by putting one foot in front of the other. You're going to get there one step at a time. The motivation to get to the top doesn't come from keeping your eye on the peak. It comes from every now and then looking back and feeling really proud of yourself for how far you've come. Keep going, my friends. Keep feeling your feelings. Keep encouraging yourself. Keep remembering, of course, it's normal to feel this way. Keep taking one step at a time and keep being grateful. And keep remembering that you've already come a long way, baby. Okay, and I will see you next time.